Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want at 855 or 53. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. We've been talking about the recruitment centers, military recruitment centers being guarded by Oath Keepers and various other people. So I was talking with Chris Reitman, who is one of the Oath Keepers in the area here in Keene. He's heading up the effort to guard the military recruitment center. They had long rifles that they were holding earlier this week and have now changed to concealed carry based on a memo, apparently, that was sent out to the military recruiting centers telling them that they needed to start calling the police against the people who were doing the guarding of the military recruiting centers. So apparently the fact that the folks are out there guarding the military recruiting centers has actually been making life more difficult for the recruiters, in that their bosses are kind of coming down on them over this. So even if the recruiting people, the people that work in the center, even if they like having the guards outside, mm-hmm. they've been getting heat from the higher-ups in the military about this, the claim being that the guarding of the recruiting centers is actually scaring away potential recruits. So, ultimately...
Hold on. My brain just sort of, like, stopped.
There are a lot of aspects to
there
this.
For a second.
Yeah.
If you're being scared away from a military recruiting center because someone has guns, then you have no business going to a military recruiting center.
Let that sink in for a little bit.
Now, is that basically what is being said, that people are being scared away from military recruiting centers because of guys with guns?
I actually have the memo here. So this is the allegedly leaked memo dated the 21st of July, the MCRC Frost Call, 027-15, dated 21 July 2015. MCRC meaning Military Command Recruiting Center, I think.
Okay.
From Commanding General, Marine Corps Recruiting Command. Subject: guidance on armed citizens at recruiting offices following Chattanooga incident. Reference: MCRC Order 3302.1A. Number 1. Purpose: to provide guidance regarding the presence of armed citizens in the vicinity of MCRO, of Marine Corps recruiting offices and facilities. 2. Background: in the aftermath of the Chattanooga incident, several recruiting stations as well as other services are reporting that armed citizens are standing outside recruiting stations in an attempt to safeguard local recruiters. 3. Information: these citizens' presence, while well-intentioned, will be counterproductive to our recruiting operations. That says to me that it will be keeping people who could be potential recruits away from the recruiting center. How else could it be counterproductive? If their job is to produce recruits, and this is counterproductive, that would mean that people are not going to the recruiting center because of the guys with guns outside, right? I mean, there's no way else you could take that.
You should not be joining the military if you're scared of people with guns, because when you join the military, like, the third thing they do is give you a gun.
And you're going to be around people with guns, for sure.
So they should be thanking these guys for providing the first level of filtering that they need to actually get
Absolutely.
A decent quality of recruit. They ought to pay these guys to stand outside.
Oh, that would make too much sense.
Number 4, action: the following guidance applies when armed citizens, which they will now be referring to as AC, are in the vicinity of Marine Corps offices. A. Immediately notify local law enforcement of AC presence. Inform law enforcement that the Marine Corps did not request, nor do we support AC, armed citizens, being in the proximity of our facilities. B. At the lowest level possible, contact the responsible U.S. Army Corps of Engineers representative so they can notify the lessor of AC presence on their property. the lessor being the landlord.
Right. No, I'm confused why the Army Corps of Engineers needs to get involved. They're the guys that build bridges and dams.
I don't know. Maybe the manager of the building doesn't deal with the landlords. Maybe it's the Army Corps of Engineers who handles all the landlords. It's some sort of bureaucratic nonsense.
Yeah.
It sounds like. Part C, do not engage with AC unless absolutely necessary. If unavoidable, inform AC, which again means armed citizens, that we appreciate their intent, but their presence is unnecessary and disruptive to recruiting operations. D, do not allow AC to enter any recruiting facility. E, do not handle AC's weapons under any circumstances. F, per the reference, submit a suspicious threatening activity report, a STAR, via the appropriate chain of command to report presence of AC.
All right, so on the don't handle their weapons under any circumstance thing, what if by some weird coincidence, one of the people standing guard is actually friends with one of the people that works there, and they go shooting on the weekend? Does that mean that they can't, like, shoot the weapon?
You mean on the weekend?
Because it just says, like, under any circumstance. And that would be any circumstance.
So you're not allowed to associate with them outside of the work environment. That
you could read it that way.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty much the end of the memo. They then give the contact information of the person writing it or whatever. So that's it. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear that they consider this interference with their recruiting operations and that, therefore, that would mean that it would be scaring people off. That's my interpretation. I don't see how it could be interpreted any differently.
Yeah, that I'm still baffled by the whole thing of seeing people with guns is scaring people away from joining the military.
So I went out there yesterday. It was my day off from the show, so I spent it making video, and I went and recorded a relatively short interview with Chris Reitman, who is heading up the outreach at the recruiting center here in Keene. They've gotten a lot of press so far, not just nationwide, but here in Keene, the local newspapers reported on them on the front page twice. So Monday they got a front page story, and then Wednesday there was a follow-up piece saying they're still there, and they got another story. And local news media, television news actually came out apparently, so I wasn't the first person to come out and record them. But this is probably the most in-depth interview that is available out there of these folks, at least that I've seen from this area. Maybe there's a better one elsewhere. But this is Chris Reitman with the Oath Keepers. You may recognize his voice. He's actually co-hosted Free Talk Live a couple times. Here it is.
He slammed on his brakes right in the middle of the road, locked him up, told us that from where he was at, he could kill every last one of us.
All right, so that's my little teaser. That the video starts with, and then we'll actually start it chronologically from this.
Good afternoon. It is Thursday afternoon here outside of the Military Recruiting Center in Keene, New Hampshire. We're with Chris Reitman, who has been out here pretty much the whole week, one of the folks with Oath Keepers. Chris, what briefly, for people who might be seeing this for the first time, what is an Oath Keeper?
Oath Keepers are a nationwide organization made up of current and former serving military, law enforcement, whose goal is to educate others that are in military and law enforcement that their oath that they took was to the Constitution, not to any political party or particular politician.
So the Oath Keeper isn't necessarily a libertarian organization. In fact,
right.
It would be interesting to see a survey of Oath Keeper members and find out what their political beliefs are. What percentage of them would be defined, self-defined as a libertarian versus a, you know, Republican or
Democrat? Most of the ones that I've spoken with would probably identify as constitutionalist.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that they probably tend to vote Republican. I didn't really ask that, but most of them I met during various aspects of the Ron Paul presidential campaigns of 2008 and 2012.
I think that the Oath Keepers is generally a good concept. I mean, I don't think it's going to necessarily result in a major paradigm shift for everybody that's in the military or the police as far as respecting people's rights.
Right.
But if it can help bring some people on board with more of the idea of, hey, I did swear this oath and maybe it should mean something, then I don't think that's a bad idea. I think that generally I support the concept of Oath Keepers. If you are an Oath Keeper and you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Or if you're a critic of these guys, please join us here on the radio waves at 855-453. Daryl, you are a critic of this particular activism, the guarding of the military recruiting centers, and you're not alone.
I'm a skeptic.
Skeptic, all right. Well, there are also critics within the Liberty Movement. In fact, Chris has been getting a lot of heat for this from some sources. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Hey, you can join join the show here and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
We're discussing the recruiting operations that are going on right now. There's military recruiting centers that are being guarded by members of Oath Keepers and other people who want to assist with that. There are a variety of groups that have been involved, but it seems to really be being pushed and led by the Oath Keepers organization, which is an organization that's not necessarily libertarian, but definitely, I think, jibes well with people who are coming from the liberty-oriented perspective, especially those who've had time that they've served in the military or as police officers and then have come to the ideas of liberty later on. They see some real value in this organization, and they've been around for, I think, at least a decade now, it seems like, that we've been talking about.
It's been a while.
Here on Free Talk Live. And so we can keep discussing that, or you can bring up anything you want. Skype username, again, is lrn.fm, and you can call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're in the Oath Keepers, or maybe you're critical of this particular activism, or skeptical, as Daryl is. You might be skeptical of the claims about purse, because it does sound too good to be true. 20% off, 25% off, maybe even 29%. That's what I got on my headphones I'm wearing right now. 25% off, 20% off easily, Amazon.com. Anything you want to buy does sound too good to be true, but it's the real deal. Now, you go to purse.freetalklive.com, get signed up for an account there, and you can get started. You can learn how to use Purse. There's a slight learning curve. You do have to spend a little bit more time to get that level of discount. So, and what I mean by that is you have to go to Amazon, you add something to a wish list, then you go and you import your wish list into Purse, and then Purse allows you to select the discount that you want. The higher the discount you want, the longer it might take to fulfill the order. The average discount in the United States is 20% off on Purse.
Wow.
So that being the average, you can get more than the average, or you can get less than the average. People that want instant gratification, they can use Purse Instant, save an instant 5% right there, mm-hmm. and they don't have to wait. But if you don't mind waiting for a little bit, you can get big money off your
How long is a typical wait, I guess?
I don't know what the typical wait is, but I can tell you that when I put these headphones on, it took me about a day or less to actually get that fulfilled.
I did something
for 20% off once, and it took an hour and a half. So, I mean, it's usually not very long at all.
Now, do you have Amazon Prime, so you get the shipping, or does it not affect your Prime membership?
The shipping depends on the person who's buying it for you.
Yes.
So if the
it's done by a buyer. Okay.
So what happens is you're putting the item that you want on a marketplace, and it's open to a bunch of people who could buy it. And then they buy it as a gift for you, and then you essentially pay out Bitcoin to them. So that's how it works. So if the person with the buyer account has Prime, they're going to probably ship it to your Prime because they want to get the Bitcoin quickly. I've even had people ship me things overnight.
Oh, wow.
On this, because they're so hungry for that Bitcoin, they want to get it as fast as possible, so they will overnight the item. So you don't know until the person buys it, and that is one factor here, right? You have to be willing to be patient in order to get 20 or 25% off. So if you are, then, man, you can get some awesome deals. Go to purse.freetalklive.com to get started there. Again, that's purse.freetalklive.com. We're playing the audio from a video interview of Chris Reitman. It's him on the side of the street. He's actually a two-time Free Talk Live co-host now as a guest co-host here in the studio. He's a, I think he's in his very early 50s, maybe like 50 or 51.
Yeah, I think 51.
And he has been standing outside of the local military recruiting center all week long. I don't know if he was there today, but I presume he was. In fact, I'm certain he was because he came by to get a two-way radio, actually. So he must have been out there for some time today. Yesterday, I went out there and recorded this video, asked him first, what is Oath Keepers? He explained that, and we pick up the video there. It's a group of former military that believe in honoring their oath to not violate the Constitution and, you know, confiscate people's guns. And I would say they should go further than that and also not arrest people for smoking cannabis or possessing drugs because, you know, you're supposed to have the right to pursue happiness by the Declaration of Independence and such. So they should honor that one, too. But anyway, I don't run the organization. It's a good, I think, first step for people to maybe who are coming from a military perspective to become more acclimated to being, I guess, more independent from the orders that they're receiving from on command. Let's go on, though, here with the interview.
They have to respect the oath that is to a constitution.
So what does that mean, to respect the oath?
Well, you can use some examples. So if an officer was instructed to go take all of Ian's guns away from him for no reason, that would be a violation of the Second Amendment. That police officer, military, should refuse that order.
Given that he swore an oath to uphold the
Constitution. Uphold the Constitution.
So, when did you start out here, outside of this military recruiting center?
We were here about 8:45 on Monday morning, so we've been going for, I guess this is the fourth day we've been out here.
What was your motivation? Why'd you come out here?
Well, I really wanted to point out the hypocrisy.
By the way, you're hearing people driving by behind us, and that's, so you'll hear some honks and some people saying some things, which were generally very, very positive, at least while I was standing there.
See, and the insanity of gun-free zones, that's the message.
So the military doesn't allow their own people in this building, or anyone in this building, to carry firearm?
That's correct.
And
could
it's
you
actually,
walk in there?
With the exception of military police on bases, no member of the military is allowed to be armed on U.S. soil while on duty.
And that's why that guy who was at Fort Hood was able to get away with shooting so many, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's he actually mentions that here in a moment, that they're also not allowed on bases, which I think that's shocking for a lot of people.
That is shocking. I did not know about that.
Right. When you think about the military, you always think somebody's got a gun, right? Because that's the military. But nope, apparently not when they're on base. Now, does that count in international bases or just domestic?
The information that I received was only about domestic.
Right.
I'm guessing if you're in an international base, depending on if you're in what's considered a conflict area or not, the rule would vary. But I don't know what the rule is on foreign bases.
Carry a firearm?
That's correct.
Could you walk in there with a gun?
No.
Wow. Can you be on the property, or do you have to be out here on the sidewalk?
No, we've agreed to be on the sidewalk. During the whole week, we've been all around the property. We haven't had a real problem with that. The recruiters have complained a little bit that they're getting a lot of complaints, a lot of phone calls about, particularly from bank customers. There's a bank right next door to seeing armed guys running around the now, back of the building and stuff like
today,
that.
You're not open carrying anything. You had what looked like rifles of some sort. What was being...
Before we go on here, it's interesting that people are complaining about it, right? Because they're in New Hampshire. Okay, just reset the scene for anybody just tuning in. This is Keene, New Hampshire, and in New Hampshire, it's completely legal to walk around with a gun. You can carry, you could strap a rifle to your back and walk around with that. In fact, I heard, while I was actually having a conversation with Chris, now this was off camera later, but Steve, who's one of the local activists, and Chris, we were talking about concealed carrying, and apparently it's actually legal in New Hampshire to conceal carry a long rifle. If you can conceal it. So it's illegal without a government permit to conceal carry a pistol. But you can apparently have a, you know, shotgun or a rifle or a machine gun or something and legally conceal that so long as it is actually concealed. That's my understanding. I don't know what the actual law says, but that's what I was told. So I presume it's accurate. 855, 453. So it's an interesting place being here in New Hampshire. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Bricky system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. Comments are welcome on the Oath Keepers and keeping guard at military recruiting centers around the country. It's happening here in Keene, and the guy heading it up happens to be a Free Talk Live co-host, a guest co-host, Chris. He's been on the show a couple of times. Chris Not Cantwell, Chris Reitman is his real name. He wasn't using his real name on the air, but it's going to be impossible to, you know, to keep that a secret, given the visibility that he's garnered for himself in the
last. Especially considering that, what was it, last week we read the story about what he was doing up in Allstead
as a selectman,
and we gave his full name, and he called in and was like, yeah I'm that guy.
Right. So he's out of the closet now at this point as far as
his girlfriend, though?
As far as being an activist is concerned. He still has his girlfriend. She's very nice. So
no, I meant, did she know he was out of the closet?
As an activist, I guess she probably does at this point. So he's there. He's on the streets. He's got his Oath Keepers T-shirt. He's got his Oath Keepers hat. But he doesn't have an open-carried gun. right now, and they did earlier this week. So why the change? Well, I'll ask him about that in the remainder of this interview. If you want to join us online, go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive. You can submit show content right there to the front page of the site. Other listeners can vote whether they like or dislike what you've submitted, and you get to vote on things as well. So go and get interactive for free over at freetalklive.com. We continue now more with Chris from out front of the Military Recruiting Center here in Keene, New Hampshire. This was recorded yesterday. And he was back out there again today. I mean, they're pulling long shifts out there in the hot summer sun on some days. It was actually a fairly nice day today, but earlier this week it was pretty brutal out there. So they're pretty dedicated to this. And let's continue. And then we'll get your thoughts. You're certainly welcome to join us here. Maybe you're critical of this activism. It's certainly not uncommon for libertarians to be critical of this. There have been a lot of critique online towards Chris and the other folks who are doing this. So we'll continue with the discussion.
Open carrying anything. You had what looked like rifles of some sort. What was being carried out here earlier this week?
Earlier, most people had semi-automatic rifles and most people had sidearms. So that's kind of where we were at before. Because of legislation that's got fast track now, it's a Semper Fi Act, which is designed to repeal those Department of Defense rules and other restrictions that keep these guys from being able to carry inside the building. With that, in a sense, we've really accomplished our goal in that when we started this, there was no legislation on the table. After 21 odd shootings on U.S. soil, they had never proposed this before. And apparently now, since we've had activists across the country get out there and stand guard, somebody's finally agreed to put some legislation forward.
How many, I obviously don't want to necessarily give away too many details about your operational security, but how many people have been out here assisting with your duties?
Grand total, there's probably been 15 people that have rotated in and out.
Is everyone who's been here an Oath Keeper?
No. Absolutely not. There's other groups, other patriot groups. There's individual citizens. There are a lot of veterans that have no affiliation really with anybody other than they felt that they wanted to take part in what we're doing.
You know, it's interesting. After this on-camera interview, he told me a little bit later on that it's been more difficult to get volunteers out there now that they're going to a concealed carry. Because a lot of people just want to carry their weapons out in the in the open, so it's not as fun
for them to have to keep it hidden.
Right, it's not as much fun. So they took a little bit of the fun away from it, and now it's getting a little more challenging to wrangle the volunteers to come out. And you know, as he was saying, he did it because the recruiters were getting some heat, and you know, they weren't necessarily doing this to make the recruiters' lives difficult. It was more of a statement about gun-free zones. They wanted to start a conversation in the media and amongst people about gun-free zones, and that he feels like he's definitely accomplished. There's been a lot of people who've come by. There's been a lot of media, and he's hammered that point that, you know, even though he might not agree with the military and what they're doing, these are still human beings, and they still should be able to have the right to defend themselves.
Right.
So let me continue with Chris Reitman. From the Oath Keepers.
So you've changed your operational security, and it's pretty obvious to anybody driving by. There's no more long rifles out here. It's not, you're not open carrying. Why? What happened?
Well, I think what we've seen is, number one, we've been working very closely with law enforcement and with the recruiters, trying to impact other people's lives as little as possible. And also the surrounding businesses, the bank next door. I mean, they've had customers that have been a little nervous about what's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that now legislation is getting fast-tracked, I mean, if that was our goal, then we've kind of achieved it, and we can maybe take a little bit lower.
Was that the actual goal, to get legislation, or was it to raise awareness?
I think raise awareness, and our goal, I think, when we started was until they are able to carry on their own.
Because I didn't know. You know, I had no idea that a military person at a recruiting center couldn't carry a
gun. Any military base.
Yeah.
There are no guns. It's one of the largest gun-free zones you can imagine.
Tell me about the reaction. I mean, you're out here. We're on one of the busiest streets in Keene. This is West Street. And, I mean, you get people driving by all day. What's it been like?
98% positive. And if anybody lets their opinion be known. 98% has been positive. 2% maybe. I mean, it's...
Give me an example of a 2%.
We had a guy yesterday who slammed on his brakes right in the middle of the road, locked him up, told us that from where he was at, he could kill every last one of us. And asked us, accused us of all being from out of town. Nobody's even a local. None of you pay taxes. It was crazy. And then we had a bunch of people.
You live in Alsted.
I live in Alsted.
Right nearby.
A couple towns up.
Yeah.
But then we had a bunch of people yelling at him from Dunkin' Donuts and D'Angelo and the business across the street. It was pretty interesting.
And
so it's guaranteed. No matter what happens, as we've said before on Free Talk Live, if you go out, you put yourself out there in a public way and do activism, whatever it is, you know, whether it's going against the war, whether it's going for the recruiters' protection, being able to protect themselves, whatever your, you know, the movement, somebody's going to drive by and yell, "Get a job!"
Yes.
Or do something else that's offensive or flip you the bird. I mean, it's almost a guarantee. So... just to anybody out there that feels like, oh, you Free Staters, you always, people hate you. Well, people just hate activism. They just don't like having their day disrupted by somebody being on the side of the road standing for something. They hate it.
Well, and that could be somebody that's standing on the side of the road because they're getting paid to hold a sign that says, "This business is going out of jail." I'm sure somebody has yelled to that person.
To get a job?
Or
to get
a
job because
promotion.
They're just not paying attention to what the sign says. They just see somebody standing there holding a sign.
What was that, Danica?
Or they could just be holding up a sign, not necessarily for a closing business, but for a promotion.
Sure,
like,
that happens.
Come test out our mattresses.
I'd be shocked.
Free hot dogs.
Really? You think? I mean, I guess people aren't that smart who drive by and yell those things, but you'd think they would know that the person who's promoting something or promoting a liquidation sale has a job.
Is likely getting compensated for it.
I'm saying they probably aren't paying attention to what the sign says. They just see somebody holding a sign.
Could be.
That means protest, therefore no job, therefore get a job, you bum.
Cash for gold. See that one a lot in Florida.
How's the relationship been with the folks inside here? I mean, there's a couple businesses, I guess, and...
there are a couple businesses that are upstairs behind the gun-free zone sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have cleaning people that work in there, too. The cleaning people have been extremely supportive of what we're doing. They've been happy. I don't know if I've met anyone who works upstairs in the offices there. We probably have. Our relationship with the recruiters has been good. You know, we're civil. We're behaving peacefully. It's nothing's gone wrong.
Excellent. So anything else you feel like I should have asked about but I didn't?
No, I think the biggest thing I would say is that in a very liberal town, when you have 98% of people that voice positively to you, when they voice any opinion at all, taking Facebook and online out of the equation completely, I think it's pretty amazing. And I think that it's not just conservatives and things like that. I think people are finally understanding that we sort of changed the conversation from being about supporting the troops to being about why do we have gun-free zones.
We'll continue. There's one more question for Chris Reitman with Oath Keepers here in Moments. You can share your thoughts at 855-453 on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now with more Free Talk Live. You can join us in the remaining moments, which are happening right now. We got time for you. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to comment on the Oath Keepers, and specifically the current operation they're involved in, which is protecting military recruiting centers, where it's a gun-free zone. Anybody that's inside that military recruiting center, including the military members themselves, are not allowed to carry weapons, which means it's like shooting ducks in a barrel, or fish in a barrel, I guess. You don't normally put
which
ducks
is actually monkeys. A little more difficult than what most people think, according to Mythbusters.
But if there were monkeys in a barrel, it would be a lot easier to shoot the monkeys.
In theory, depends on if you're shooting from like a hole in the side or if you're shooting down through the top.
If there are enough monkeys in the barrel, you're going to be able to shoot the monkeys. I mean, it's
going to be a pretty
hard.
Big barrel.
Yeah. So, anyway, my point being that we've been discussing this issue. You can comment if you want or bring up anything here at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at username lrn.fm. We've been playing the video clip that I posted to the front page of freekeen.com yesterday, where it's an interview of Chris Reitman. He's an Oath Keeper here in New Hampshire. Liberty-oriented guy. This guy gets freedom. And so he's been getting a lot of heat for leading one of these protect the military things. Like, wait a minute, the military is this evil organization that goes around the world destroying lives. Why on earth would you want to provide protection to their operations? And I think that is a legitimate question to ask. Ultimately, this is an outreach project. This is my interpretation of what Chris has said. He's not here speaking for himself. We do have video of him, but he's not able to answer our active questions at the moment. But it seems like an outreach project to get people to think about gun-free zones and why gun-free zones are a bad idea. And his outreach project in this case has been successful. He's gotten news media. He's had people stop by. People have been talking about this. And And he's changed the conversation from support the military, sort of this mindless chatter, to, hey, this is like an intellectual idea. Gun-free zones, no matter where they are a really bad concept. And they put people in danger. Anybody who's inside a gun-free zone is essentially subject to being shot by someone who's willing to, you know, break that rule. So let me go on with a final question here for Chris Reitman outside of the military recruiting center here in Keene, New Hampshire, over at freekeene.com.
And that was a real good benefit of all this.
Awesome. Very cool. Thanks for taking the time to talk. And I guess another question about carrying. You are carrying right now.
Absolutely.
But just concealed carrying.
Concealed carry.
So you have at least one gun on you.
At least one that you know of.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Chris.
No problem.
Yep. So there he is, Chris Reitman.
At least one that you know of. Good answer.
So, Danica, I mean, what do you think? I mean, we know that Daryl is skeptical on this particular form of activism, but having now heard Chris's side of things and my explanation, what do you think about this?
You know, I agree on some extent that why would you be protecting an institution that advocates going to war and hurting innocent people? But at the same time, I so appreciate him exercising his Second Amendment rights and protesting that these gun-free zones are, like you said, a very bad idea, and people should be free to be able to carry whatever kind of weapon they want to defend themselves. I think it's a great outreach, and like I said, I think it's a great way to introduce people to the ideas of liberty, because
We have to do that.
I mean, how many people came to the ideas of liberty through, say, Ron Paul?
Lots of people.
It's a gateway to get people into the ideas of liberty. So
right, Chris is like the gateway. Like, I love that, the gateway. Chris is like the gateway drug for people who are not quite there on the ideas of freedom.
I need two doses of Chris, please.
Yeah.
Now, well, one thing that I will say, and it's very telling, and I didn't mention this at the time that Chris said it, but when they started going concealed only, he said they started having a hard time finding enough people. And that's because a lot of the people that were there, they weren't there because of liberty. They were there because they wanted to show off, look what big guns I've got.
Well, it wasn't a requirement.
I want to play with my gun.
But wait, it wasn't a requirement to have people be liberty-oriented to help him with this. That is another
Correct.
Way that he can reach people, right?
Anyone that was willing to
right.
participate.
If somebody comes out and they're willing to help him, then that means they're going to be hanging out with Chris. And that
right.
means that conversations will happen, and maybe he can talk to these people about certain issues. He said he was talking to one of these guys about heroin legalization. And so, you know, who knows where these conversations are going to go. But if somebody is out there talking with Chris Reitman, they're talking with a liberty-oriented guy. And
right.
That's,
and I'm
that's
not,
never
I'm not saying that they're not.
Right.
That's why I'm skeptical about this, because, you know, like, there's certainly benefits to Chris having done this. But at the same time, you have to realize that the vast majority of people that were doing this mm-hmm. were not trying to promote liberty.
They were trying
to promote America.
I don't know about what the majority was trying to do. But I guess what you're saying is, if Chris wasn't there and one of the others was on shift at the time without Chris around, then they weren't necessarily doing a liberty outreach project at
right.
that moment. And that much is true. I'll grant
as
you that.
A whole, it was not liberty outreach.
Okay, maybe as a whole it was not, right? But a good portion of it could have been. And
while
was.
Chris was there.
And Chris was there like 8 hours a day.
But Chris was not at the other however many hundreds of places
not
across
my
the
problem.
Country.
Yeah, well, that's not our issue, right? Like, we can't control what
I'm
other
sure
people do.
I'm sure they had their own different motives that they wanted to be out there, whether it was for liberty, whether it was for just being able to exercise your Second Amendment rights. Have we talked? I mean, have there been other news articles about the reasons that these other people benefit? I'm sure there's hundreds
well,
of reasons.
Well, Chris gets interviewed because he's the one heading it up.
Sure.
So the media goes to him to get comments. So that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Because then he can sculpt the message so it's about gun-free zones and not necessarily about protecting the military.
Right.
So he can do that.
And just an FYI, I was also extremely skeptical about the Taxed Enough Already protest that, yeah, there certainly were some pro-liberty conversations that happened at those things six mm-hmm. years ago, but most of them were about America and Obama's Kenyan.
Are those the Tea Party you're talking about?
Yeah, okay. It started off taxing up already.
For? That's what T stands for?
Yes, that's what T stands for.
Oh.
And then the...
I just thought it was like, it's a Tea Party because of the Boston Tea Party.
No, it started taxed enough already. And then it just got shortened and they removed the period.
Well, and I'm glad you
and
brought
then
that up.
The Occupy stuff, I was skeptical about that because...
Are you still skeptical?
Yes, because there's only like one Occupy that still happens and it's for an hour a day.
There's not much Tea Parties going on either.
Right.
Look, I see where you're coming from. But there's no perfect activism, right? There are certain people out there who are like, you guys in Keene, you need to plan your activism better. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather have people going out and doing things and making mistakes while they're doing them and then learning from those mistakes, hopefully over time, and doing them better in the future than sitting back and planning something to death. And I think there's something to be said for what Chris is doing. And it's fine to be skeptical. Obviously, we need people who are skeptical to ask tough questions. And, you know, maybe that helps shape these things for the future. But I went to both the Tea Party and Occupy here in Keene. And the reason I did that was not because I agreed with everything everybody said at the Tea Party or Occupy. It's because they were doing something. They are a group of people who are upset about the status quo. And if we can bring libertarians into groups of people who are upset about the status quo, libertarians can explain their viewpoint on why things are the way they are and maybe persuade people to come closer to liberty. And I have to say that I feel like my time in Occupy was well spent. And over at the Tea Party, I spent less time with the Tea Party because there weren't as many of them happening out in this area. But I spoke at all of the Tea Party events as well. There was like an open mic, so... Hey, I'm going to get up and say something about not paying any taxes, right? So I'm going to sculpt my message for the Tea Party differently than I'm going to sculpt my message for the Occupiers.
Sure.
And it was good. I made good connections, especially at Occupy, with people that I wouldn't have otherwise made.
How long did the Occupy movement last here? Do you remember?
Like 2 days? It still kind of is going on a day.
Well, there's the anti-war protest, but that's not what you're talking about.
No, that's on Saturday.
Okay. The Occupiers are still there at noon on Daly and Keene?
I think so.
Where?
Wow.
In Central Square?
Central
I
Square. They were doing it in Central Square. I guess I just haven't been down at noon, or I haven't thought to look at noon because I haven't noticed.
I thought it was one.
Well, whatever.
Whatever. But, as far as I know, they're still out there for like an hour.
Well, that's great. I didn't realize that.
And it's become sort of like an all-encompassing general protest where they've got, like, you know, Doom Doma signs and NRA go away and something and some. So it's like all things... liberal, I guess.
I don't know if you can even call that Occupy anymore because, I mean, the whole Occupy thing, it had, like, there were General Assembly meetings where there was this decision-making process of you would hold up your hands, both hands, if you agreed, or you'd put them down if you disagreed. There was, like, different sign language things that they did. And it was an interesting process, and it was a way to connect with people that otherwise I wouldn't have been able to connect with. And I thought it was worthwhile. That didn't mean I was in agreement with everything that everybody at Occupy did or said. And it also meant that New Hampshire's Occupy had a distinctly libertarian flavor to it as compared to the rest of the Occupies around the country. In fact, there was at one time a schism in New Hampshire Occupy between, like, the hardcore commies and the libertarians.
Incorporated.
Wow.
Yeah, they broke away and started a corporation, which was totally ironic. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hey, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car Takes Us Under Your Driver's Seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it. I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead, call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word. Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.